Just outside Fayetteville, West Virginia, is Deep Mountain Farm, a 42-acre farm that has just about everything. Chickens, lambs, sheep, produce, dogs. In fact, a new litter of Great Pyrenees puppies, who will become guardian dogs for the sheep, were born the night before I spoke with Christine Wyrick. She owns and operates the farm with her husband, Chris Jackson, and their two young daughters.
Oh my gosh, they were born like in the middle of all that rain we got last night. I can't believe we have nine. We've never had such a big litter before, but they're all doing wonderfully.
Deep Mountain Farm is a regenerative farming operation, meaning they work the land with an eye toward improving and enriching the soil. Practices include everything from using cover crops rather than tilling the land, not using pesticides, and livestock grazing rotation. Christine says on a regular basis, they move the livestock to different pastures to give each area time to regrow. Christine and Chris have been operating the farm for 4 years now. They're able to live mostly off what they produce at this point. And although they have less help than usual because of the pandemic, the farm duties still go on as normal, like scooping feed in the barn. Christine says she and Chris both grew up in Kanawha County with limited knowledge on farming.
We've ended up crossing paths with really incredible people who are very enthusiastic about sharing everything they know. And that's just the only way this stuff's going to get preserved.
She says that's what's unique about farming in West Virginia. The rich traditions and knowledge of old farming practices and the willingness to share it with the younger generation. One practice Christine learned was how to grow a full garden, like one that a family can live off of and then some. And also how to can vegetables and fruit to eat in the off season, something that was common on early farms in Appalachia. And this year, Christine says they're growing a garden larger than ever before.
I had like 400 kale plants. They're old seeds. I was like, these won't come up. I'll plant way more than any. They all came up.
Their hope is to have leftover produce to sell to people who are trying to social distance and stay away from grocery stores. Also, they'd like to donate some to homeless shelters.
I always can with my grandma and my aunts and my mom comes out. I mean, like, we fill the house up with people and jars and pots of food boiling away. You know, like, and now it's just going to be me. So I won't be able to put up as much food as we usually do. So I feel obligated almost to make sure that the food ends up in the hands of people who really need it.
They also produce chicken, lamb, and cow meat too. And nestled into the herd of meat cows is the family's one dairy cow. Christine says her girls love to pet the cow.
What a good cow. What a good cow.
Christine also makes 100% lard soap, sometimes with a splash of raw milk from the cow. She's a firm believer in using all parts of an animal.
I have probably like 150 pounds of fat in my freezer right now because people don't know what to do with it, which is a shame because it's really easy to render lard and then you don't need to buy any oils from the store and it's really good for you, like full of vitamin D. Anyways, I could go on forever about lard. It's great.
Another good use for lard is lots and lots of pies, Christine says. She says when the pandemic is less of a threat, she hopes to celebrate with a large cookout with fellow farmers and people who've been purchasing their goods, helping them keep afloat during these uncertain times.
It's a little painful to not, you know, really get to spend time and talk and catch up with people. So we're going to do something big when it's all over. And we can all finally be around each other, whenever that ends up being.
For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Caitlin Tan.